Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this special day that we all take the time to remember when you sent your wonderful Son, our big brother, our Lord and our Savior, to bring us home, to take us out of the greatest, terriblest nightmare of thinking we are what other people say we are and what we think we are. That's all coming from the evil one to keep us away from this wonderful life and life in abundance. Thank you. Thank you for this day, Father God, that we can remember that you so loved us, predestined us in Christ, and you sent Jesus to bring us back home in life and life in abundance. Thank you for the wonderful scripture that the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our big brother, and that we now have come to fullness of life in him. So thank you. Thank you for the goodness. Thank you that we have come home. And thank you for your powerful, wonderful grace that we found in our Lord, our Savior, our big brother, Jesus. The love of God that we find in you, and through the power and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 1, verse 13 to 16. You have heard of my career and former manner of life in Judaism, how I used to hand down and persecute the Church of God extensively and with fanatical zeal. Tried my best to destroy it, and you have heard how I surpassed many of my contemporaries among my countrymen in my advanced study of the laws of Judaism, as I was extremely loyal to the traditions of my ancestors. But when God, who had chosen me and set me apart before I was born and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles as the good news, the way of salvation, I did not immediately consult with anyone for guidance regarding God's call and his revelation to me.
Hallelujah. Yeah, it's just amazing that we didn't plan this, but here we've got two pictures here. The one, absolute nightmare, and the nightmare of the deception of Satan that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, that we were born into because of the fall, and where we would try to compare ourselves with others, is that scripture that says you're not wise when you compare yourself with others. Oh, you compare yourself with yourself. You think, hey, I'm made for this or I'm made for that. We're only wise when we surrender. When we come home, when God calls us, and he calls us in Jesus to wake up to the realities of what was predestined for us. So this is the picture here. You've got this horrible picture of comparing yourself with others, trying to find yourself, looking to man on the outside and looking to yourself. But here you've got the picture of God called us, and God called us back into the family, into what was predestined. I love the scripture, Ephesians 1:4. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in God, in love. That's the boundary lines for us. That's our destiny, predestined destiny. And those that he predestined, he calls, and those he calls, he justifies. He starts leading into that wonderful plan of waking up to who you are in Jesus, what's available in Jesus, so that you can wake up and wake other people up around you, and you can start being the blessing that God made you to be. So that's a wonderful, absolute, you know, we got these fairy tale stories of a prince coming and loving this forsaken young girl. What one is that where the prince comes and he takes her away, marries her? There's just so many of them, the fairy tales. But this is not a fairy tale. This is the reality. We were predestined in Christ. I think of the story of the ugly duckling. We all thought that we were ugly ducklings and comparing ourselves with one another and trying to be this rich, larny, loving money, full of pride and arrogance, ducks strutting around, or the fighting duck, or whatever. We were born into the fellowship, we were born into the wrong fellowship, caused that. But then one day, like the ugly duckling, he looked into the water and then he saw himself. And so when we look into the mirror of the word, of the goodness, that beauty that is in Jesus, that's where we wake up. And then that ugly duckling suddenly realized he's not made to be a mere man, a carnal man. He's made to be a spiritual son of the living God with a destiny. And then the ugly duckling could see he's a swan, and it's a beautiful swan to fulfill a beautiful purpose. And this is the wonderful love and reality. I think of the wonderful scripture in Ephesians 3 verse 14. He says that every family on heaven and earth finds a true name in the Father, in the Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he says, so we need to be strengthened by the Spirit in our inner man. That's been born again. We get spiritually born again. Why? So that Christ may dwell in our bodies, in our flesh. And when Christ dwells with us, he leads us into his footsteps. The works I do, you shall also do. As much as my Father loves me, he loves you. And then he says, so that we can know the length, the breadth, the height of the love of God in Christ. Amen. So guys, be blessed this day and every day as you just stay in tune with your heavenly family. Stay in tune with their wonderful love that they have for us, that is found in the divine influence, the influence of the Holy Spirit, the influence of love that is at work within us, the anointing that teaches us everything. So stay in tune, develop on schedule, be the people God made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.